91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Thesis Thursday. It's a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the station. We talk about what they're working on in school, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Lucia Mosqueda. Hi, Lucia.
Hello.
Welcome to KXCI.
Thank you for having me.
What do you do at the U of A?
Well, I'm currently developing my honors thesis project about the perception of students on organic versus non-organic or conventional food. I'm doing that with the supervision of my mentor, Dr. Patricia Sparks. She's a nutrition faculty. We are about to finish. It is going to be published in the undergraduate honors college website.
And so you basically go around and survey students about their choices with organic versus non-organic food?
Yes, we developed a survey asking students about certain demographic characteristics and also about their perception, influences, and feelings towards organic foods. And if they don't buy organic, we ask them about their barriers and what price difference would be that would make them buy organic.
What did you find?
Until now, I found that the main barriers are price, and also that the main reasons why students are buying organic is because health benefits and environmental factors, but mainly health benefits. And I've also found that most students don't buy organic.
What other kinds of studies have you done?
Last summer, I developed a research study about the association of chronic inflammation with body composition in Hispanic girls aged 9 to 12. With the UREC program, it's the Undergraduate Research Opportunities Consortium. I did that under the supervision of my mentors, Dr. Jennifer B. and Dr. Scott Going.
And what did you find there?
The results showed that there was an association after adjusting for confounder variables such as physical activity, diet, maturation, and various other variables that could have an impact on inflammation and on body composition. After adjusting for dose, there was an association between the CRP marker, which is the C-reactive protein or inflammatory marker, and body composition in Hispanic girls.
So what are you going to do with that information?
Since it means that the more overweight or the more obese the kid is, the more risks they have for developing chronic diseases because they are developing chronic inflammation. That sounds really scary, but my goal for that is to promote obesity prevention strategies for children by educating them as well as their parents, which are a huge impact in their lives. It is really important to start teaching them how to make smart food choices.
Empowerment through choices.
Of course. Yeah.
Hey, what are your plans for the future? What are you going to do after you graduate?
I just got accepted into the ASU Dietetic Internship and Master's Combined Program. The master's is in clinical nutrition, and I'm really excited about that. As soon as I finish, I'm going to become a registered dietitian nutritionist with an MS degree. I would really like to work in the clinical setting. I want to promote the role of food and nutrition, not only to the public in general, but also to other healthcare professionals, such as doctors, pharmacists, nurses. I want to teach them about the power of food.
That's wonderful. Do you ever listen to music?
Oh, yes, all the time.
What kind of music do you like?
My favorite song is Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Yes.
I also like Coldplay. I also like Kings of Leon. And I also like Spanish music. I like to listen to Trova and Brindis by Thalia.
Thank you so much for coming to the station, Lucia.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this has been fun.